This audio is entitled Planned Communities at 100 words per minute. Ready? Begin. There is a new phenomenon on the American scene where clotheslines, power lines, treeless lots, and billboards are seldom seen. It is the planned community. These new towns are adulated by most who have had the opportunity to live in one, from the most affluent citizens to those who live in federal housing. One of the main aims of these proliferative new towns is to conserve open space. Walkways, bike trails, and horse trails, as well as parkland and nature centers, are an important part of the overall design. The focal points are usually aesthetic, well-designed shopping and community centers. The housing is an aggregate of styles that mixes apartments, townhouses, and single-family dwellings, which work as complements to one another. A new town is not just a facade of architectural design, however. There is a congenial atmosphere amongst most residents, and there are many compliments heard on the concept of planned communities. One reason for this, perhaps, besides the natural and architectural beauty, is that these communities enjoy some degree of autonomy. Many citizens become involved in community projects, although membership in any of the various organizations is not mandatory. Admittedly, these new towns are not a utopia. But even though they may not quite be the epitome of lifestyles, they do seem to have many advantages over the erratic planning and stark treeless developments that have come to be associated with the modern megalopolis. Many students of demography hope that the best of these new towns will serve as prototypes for future home and community planning.